Yes, it was, because no one had really produced an electronic music synthesizer, a programmed electronic music synthesizer. And we used a digital punched record, which of course looked a little bit like the record that's used for a player piano. However, this was in a digital form, so that we could indeed perform all of the functions of a musical tone, that is, the amplitude, the frequency, the harmonic content, the growth and decay, and so on, with this punched paper record. And of course, another advantage of this instrument is the fact that a man does not have to have great physical dexterity in order to play the instrument. He doesn't have to have any physical dexterity at all. However, in order to play an ordinary musical instrument, the musician must indeed have great physical dexterity in order to perform on the musical instrument. In this, the musician punches out what he thinks is right, he listens to it, and then he can make changes. He can punch more holes, or he can plug up some holes in the digital record and obtain just exactly what he wants. Well, when we had finished the construction of the instrument, we wanted to prove that it could indeed produce great music, because General Sarnoff said a synthesizer is of no value if it does not provide the possibilities of producing great music. To prove this, we analyzed piano recordings of Polonaise by Chopin and Clair de Lune by Debussy, played by Iturbe, Rubinstein, and Horowitz, and also the old refrain by Kreisler, played on a violin by Kreisler. The analysis was then synthesized and recorded, and we intermixed short excerpts of the synthesized and original recordings for a test. We had 14 excerpts, 7 original and 7 synthesized. Professional musicians and laymen were unable to detect the original from the synthesized versions. This proved that the electronic music synthesizer could produce great music. And this test so impressed Taubman, the music critic of the New York Times, that he wrote an article on our electronic music synthesizer that appeared on the front page of the New York Times. And this was indeed, at that time, a revolutionary development. Later, Wernin produced his composition, Times Encomium, on our electronic music synthesizer, and this was released as a record. Wernin received the Pulitzer Prize for this work, and this was the first time that a Pulitzer Prize had ever been given for electronic music of any kind, regardless of how it was produced, whether on electronic organ or any other electronic instrument. Electronic music synthesizers are, of course, commonplace today, ranging from small keyboard instruments to program computers similar to the one we developed 2 decades ago.